From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan says the mission there could end in failure without additional resources and a change in strategy. The Washington Post published a 66-page assessment written by Army General Stanley McChrystal. The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul has more.
The U.S. commander wrote that the training of Afghan forces needed to be speeded up, and in the coming weeks he's expected to ask for tens of thousands of extra U.S. forces. But first, Washington needs to decide on what strategy to pursue in Afghanistan, where officials admit the security situation is worsening. General McChrystal makes clear in the report that NATO-led troops are more focused on killing insurgents than protecting Afghan civilians. That, he wrote, needs to change.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul. Three men are due in federal court today on charges of lying to the FBI in its investigation of an alleged terrorist plot. An Afghan living in Colorado was arrested over the weekend, along with his father and a Queens, New York imam. Courtroom documents say 24-year-old Najibali Zazi has admitted receiving weapons training from Al-Qaeda. Authorities say they don't know when or where an attack was to be carried out. New York Governor David Paterson says he won't withdraw from next year's gubernatorial race. There have been reports President Obama has asked him to drop out. Aaron Venugopal of member station WNYC has more.
Governor Paterson has been struggling with low poll ratings, and according to these latest reports, which all cite anonymous sources, the White House wants him to bow out of the race and let another Democrat contest his seat. The unnamed sources fret that Democrats could lose not just the governor's race, but some vulnerable congressional seats as well. Governor Paterson was in Harlem marching in the African American Day Parade, where he was surrounded by a massive group of reporters and cameramen.
As I said, I am running for office. I'm not going to discuss confidential conversations.
A possible alternate to Paterson in next year's race is fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo, the state's popular attorney general. But the unnamed White House officials in the reports are equally focused on the Republican who might run, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.
HBO dominated the Emmy Awards last night. The premium cable channel won 21 trophies, including one picked up by Jessica Lange for the miniseries Grey Gardens. She observed there are few good roles for older actresses.
This part was a gift, and they don't come around that often for me anymore. So I'm thrilled. I was thrilled to do it. I'm thrilled to be here tonight.
Mad Men, the AMC saga about Madison Avenue in the 1960s, won the award for Best Drama. NBC's 30 Rock was honored for the third time as Best Comedy Series. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Internal Revenue Service is expected to announce today that it's extending an amnesty program for people hiding money in foreign bank accounts. The program began in March and was supposed to end this month. The IRS is expected to announce tax cheats will now have until October 15th. More than 3,000 Americans have come forward so far. If they come clean with the IRS on their own, they can avoid jail time and pay reduced penalties. The head of the Federal Communications Commission is expected to propose new rules today that would prohibit Internet service providers from interfering with the free flow of information online. These rules would fulfill a campaign promise for President Obama. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
FCC Chair Julius Genachowski has said that he is a supporter of what is called network neutrality. He doesn't think the ISPs should be able to block or slow traffic to and from particular websites. Last year, Comcast was reprimanded by the FCC when it tried to slow traffic for users downloading large video files. The company claimed it was just trying to manage the flow of traffic on its networks, but critics charged the company was really trying to block competition to its own television programming. During his campaign, President Obama said he supported regulations that would prevent providers like Comcast, AT&T, and Time Warner from slowing or blocking access to any particular kind of online content. The ISPs say they should have control over their own networks. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Space Shuttle Discovery is expected to arrive at Kennedy Space Center in Florida later today. It landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California on September 11th after a two-week mission. Thunderstorms had prevented its landing in Florida. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.